Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
I got a charge on the 26th from y'all for pro-life, pro-living something. And they were supposed to take the charge off, but instead they charged me again yesterday.
Okay, can I get your zip code, please?
70611.
And your first and last name, please?
Betty Dyson.
Okay, I do see you right here, but just for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
1744 Hollow Cove Lane, Lake Charles, 70611.
Okay, so yes, I do see here where you called and canceled the meal plan, and they refunded you $39.85?
Nope, they charged it. It's not a refund. It's another charge.
I only see the refund.
It's not a refund on my account.
So did you call your bank?
Yes, it is a charge.
Because I'm not seeing a charge or anything. I'm just seeing, the only thing I'm seeing is a refund.
Well, I can't help that. My bank said it was a charge. They always put a plus in front of it when it's a refund. This is not a plus. It's a minus. So you recharged it.
Oh, no, I'm not. I was trying to look more into it, see if but I don't see another charge, and this account is actually canceled. So I don't, and it's blocked, so can't anything get done but a refund on this account.
When did the refund go out? Because this is a charge, not a refund.
The refund was sent out. One second. When you called in, it looked like you called in on the 27th.
26th, but yeah.
That's when that refund went through. And it takes 3 to 5 business days for it to show up in your account.
All right, I'm going to give it till Monday, and then I'm going to call you back because this refund is not happening.
All right, yes, ma'am, because, yeah, that's all I see.
Well, I can't help that. I don't have the refund. And it's been 5 days. Since the 26th.
No, it haven't been 5 days. Yesterday only made 2 days.
Like I said, I'm going to wait till Monday, and if it's not there, I'll call back.
Okay, yes, ma'am.